second verse. Yeah.
Little known fact, Peter was actually in an a cappella group in high school.
Can't you tell?
Can't you tell? Petey Pipes.
Yeah, I was in an a cappella group, but they only brought me on for my choreography. That's what I failed to mention to people.
Oh, wait, so is Petey not pipe? Petey no pipes?
I mean, I was required to sing as being a part of the group, but I was mostly there for dancing purposes. I'll show you some videos. There's some videos on the internet.
So they used you for your body is what you're saying?
I've been used for my body more than a few times.
God.
Yeah. Peter. No one even cares. That's why I compensate with the radio, so people have to hear me with unfiltered.
Yeah.
You know, not just the raw conscience.
All voice, no body.
All voice, no body.
Bo-body.
Because when I go out in those streets, it's all body, no voice. And it's truly tragic.
Honestly poetic. Is that also why you did gospel choir?
Yes. And boobs.
Come on, Pete.
I know, sorry. I know. This show's gone to heck in a handbasket. Watch your butt.
I'd like to point out that we are actually overtime.
Yeah.
Right,
can you freaking give me 1.5 pay? Because we're working
overtime!
You're welcome, listeners. You get a little extra of Pete and Reedy's therapyhour.com.
Yep. Hopefully this will make up for the first half hour in which we missed.
Yeah. But that was, it's called Building Suspense. And
buying Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Well, this show is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Please don't dunk my donuts. but you did, didn't you?
You did. Little known fact, the term Dunkin' Donuts is actually short for please don't.
Please don't.
Please don't dunk my donuts.
I think
I'm allergic to coffee.
Every time we do this show, it's like someone's dunking our donuts.
By not smiling at me?
By not smiling at me. Two sticks.
Two sticks.
If people actually listen to the show, we'd be the most popular guys on campus, and all the girls would love us.
Yeah, I think that's not right, actually.
We're probably lucky that no one listens. It's probably in our best interest.
I like that we continue to actually tease about the amount of listeners we have. Yeah. Do we have none? Do we have a lot?
We're back and forth on it. But it's hard to know who listener is. Celia, please come back.
Celia, if you're listening to this,
I thought you told Celia to listen.
I didn't tell her to listen for a few reasons.
She's so beautiful and international.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the international students here. Much love.
Much love. Thanks for coming to this nation.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
From your internation.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it wouldn't be the same place without you.
That was really well put.
Thanks. I've been thinking about that for a long time. Not just since Celia. But since...
You can honestly make an argument that you have celiac disease. Because of your love for Celia.
Yeah, and also my terrible, terrible stomach problems.
Well, yeah.
No gluten for this boy.
No, gluten, ew.
Gluten? I hardly know her.
Gluten-free zone. Very nice. All right, it's almost December.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to play a song that mentions, it says December.
Is it by the Decemberists?
Oh, that would have been better. Yours was better. I feel like I don't even want to play it anymore. Cause
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I continue to upstage you in everything we do.
I know. Should we just switch seats? Maybe you can be the host and I'll be Pete co-host. How about that?
So, Reed Alexander host?
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good, so we can't do it. I play this song because you studied abroad, and this girl's from the Nordic area.
Sure.
Down in your thigh. Oh, we could do the bit where we just sing it. Well, we already did that bit. All right, here's a song that mentions December.
In December.
And that was it.
And there you go.
And there it is.
Oh, you guys are lucky.
We should have next week we're just going to play this soundbite 100 times.
In December.
It's all you need.
I want that on a keychain. I like December because of Christmas.
I like it. It's my dad's birthday. In December.
What day?
December 30th.
Ah. Is that New Year's Eve? No, there's not.
That's New Year's Eve Eve.
Okay, that's fun.
It's my dad's birthday day, New Year's Eve Eve,
mm-hmm.
and Christmas Eve 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 Eve.
Yeah. Times 360.
Yeah.
Good math.
Ooh. Quick maths.
Oh, I imagine you spend every New Year's Eve in Times Square with all your friends. Is that true?
Everyone knows real New Yorkers spend New Year's Eve in Times Square.
That's where all the real ones are. I'm talking about...
Ryan Seacrest.
Jay-Z.
Michael Bloomberg. Oh, no, he's not the mayor anymore. Bill de Blasio. The Clintons.
Kirsten Dunst.
Dunst, yes.
Spider-Man's girlfriend. Spider-Man?
Give me those pictures of Spider-Man.
Are you serious?
Who else?
Lads. Woo! Spencer's here. Spencer, we're trying something out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's your show, but just have a seat.
Oh, God. Join us.
Spencer, how does it feel to be a guest on your own show?
Honestly, refreshing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, how the turntables.
It's like looking in a mirror, but better.
It's like one of those funhouse mirrors.
It is like one of those funhouse mirrors.
That make you all of a sudden, handsome. I'm much taller.
Yeah.
And much more Irish.
And you have lower self-confidence. The point being, this is like, you know that movie where he says, I'm the captain now?
It's like Star Wars,
yes. Yeah, we were just talking a lot about Kylo Ren today, and we don't even like Star Wars that much.
Speak for yourself.
He's Kylo Ren.
Oh, God.
Did you just ask his Kylo?
He's the antagonist in the new Star Wars movies.
You guys are unbelievable.
Never seen it.
Wow.
Listen, you guys are welcome to take the reins here. I don't know who sits in the captain's chair if you alternate. What's the name of the show?
Different Vibes.
What was the old name of the show?
Moist Vibes.
What was wrong with Moist?
It's just a natural evolution, you know?
Different Vibes with Moist in parentheses.
See? Oh, yeah.
It's like, they're still moist.
You gotta stay true to your roots.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Precisely.
So, to fill you in, we're doing Pete and Reedy's half-hour discussion hour. And we tried to play it almost no music. So.
And I think we succeeded on that front.
Yeah.
But we did
Our viewership has never been lower.
We did dive deep into Pete's psyche,
yeah.
And if there are any trained psychiatrists listening, please give us your information.
This was a special on, here, I'll just play the clip so you guys can get filled back in.
Sit and write these bullshits, it's so self-loathing, go see a psychiatrist, I hate the psychiatrist, look, go see one anyway, I don't like the psychiatrist, you need to go see one, see a psychiatrist, I'm not going.
I'm not going to the psychiatrist, so we're just going to try to do it here.
Okay.
I hate the psychiatrist. Okay. I'll play a song, and then we can all have a discussion off air. It's almost December.
In December.
So, it's almost December.
That's how you know.
That's how you know. All right. What's the song you guys like to play on your show? Internet.com.
Business.com.
I've been to business.com and I would not recommend any other website for business.
It's rated number one by the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, the Better Business Doctors. Both my dads are doctors. Here we go.
like a hand that rusts a chain. So do you laugh or does it cry? Reply. Promising.
sense. Can you hear my voice?
Not enough.
Me neither.
Say something again.
Spence, can you hear my voice?
The moon, I can hear your voice.
Great. Great.
I had to turn up my headphones a little bit.
Perfect.
A little bit.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. A little tired. Could use some coffee.
Yes.
Definitely use some coffee. That's in my future.
Yes.
For sure. Noises are very loud right now.
Yeah, it's very loud. Loud cars. Loud trains. It's a little bit of a rainy day.
Yep. But other than that, pretty peachy.
Things are looking up.
We're looking at a long haul in this post-Thanksgiving session. Your boy Nikki G's got 55 pages of beautiful, beautiful writing to do. I'm looking forward to it. He is. but yeah, hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Just to recap for you there, we started with a lovely little spillover from the last radio show, Pete and Reed. Entire show, a little power hour, Jimmy Timmy power hour action, and then we followed it with the Stone Temple Pilots Interstate Love Song, and we just heard Supertramp Take the Long Way Home. I'll tell you what, Spence, I'm hearing myself, and I knew I felt sick, and then I hear it and
you're
I sound sick.
Yeah.
And if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck,
Then we withhold our judgment and we see how it identifies.
Yeah.
But
we take even an even more
cautious
approach.
Right? Yeah, I don't think you're sick, but you know, I hope you're not. Yeah, that's the thing too. It's just sickness these days just drags on.
It does. Something about the digital age makes it feel like it lasts forever.
I was reading something about that. Yeah, there's this guy I've been reading a lot of. His name's Jaron Lanier. And he's talking about how, yeah, this digital age has a sick...
We were talking... That's the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
It's the guy.
Yeah, he says, you know, you're on Facebook too much, and then all of a sudden you're coughing, and then...
That's the guy you want, government. Get him.
No, Nick, no! Okay.
Just a reminder for you, this is Different Vibes. You're here with Nick and Spencer, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Bruh, bruh,
bruh. Beep, beep, beep. Cool. Spence, have anything you want to talk about, or should we get back to the music?
You know, let's get back to the music, and then we'll figure out something to talk
figure
about.
Figure it out, for sure. Cool. I'll make you live.
Oh.
Is that me or you?
That was you.
You're Ox, too.
Tales to be wrong.
Cold and old. beautiful health with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
somebody. no rhythm. I just keep losing my beat.
You just keep losing,
I'm
you're losing.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah,
no
yeah.
Beat. I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love.
We shall recap our songs. I'm slowly fading down. Fade it back up, because we've got some background music. Okay, so I believe we started that set off with Beirut, with the song Gallipoli.
Yep, Gallipoli.
Gallipoli.
Gallipoli, I don't know.
Then we had REM, Shiny Happy People. And then we had Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. And we just heard Queen, Somebody to Love. Spence, you watched some. You came in a little
Body.
Bit late, but we watched Bohemian Rhapsody, that new Freddie Mercury movie.
Yep.
Thoughts?
I really liked it. I mean, I played the song with the hope that you would bring that up.
Great.
If you guys haven't seen it yet, I definitely would recommend going out and seeing Bohemian Rhapsody. After we watched the bootleg copy on the internet, can I say
yes.
that? Pirate Radio.
Yes.
We watched the Live Aid performance, the real one that is depicted in the movie, and yeah, I was just astounded with how the amount of effort they'd gone to replicate that specific performance.
Yeah,
even like people in the crowd looked similar.
Yeah,
you know?
And the exact like Pepsi cups on the piano.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it's great. All the little dance motions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely one though that like got caught in the moment of watching it for a second. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
So get your butts out there and see the movie.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. My brain's a little foggy. I think it's the
what's the prescription?
More cowbell.
More cowbell. Christopher Walken.
It's pretty good, Spence. Come on.
Thanks.
Yeah. 9:43. We're in the final trimester of the of the hour.
You know what they say? The last 10% is the biggest 90%.
Yeah. Last 10% is the biggest 90. But we won't let that stop us.
No, in fact, I think that's where we thrive.
Yeah.
I forgot for a second, but I think that's where we thrive.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
I have a very distinct memory in middle school. Mr. Ronald Culbertson, of Culbertson fame. There were two Culbertson brothers that basically ran train over our middle school experience by just how dominant and how, like, ethereal they were at the school that I was at.
Ethereal.
Just kind of, they had...
Storied
is a better way to put it. Yeah, they just put a lot of time into the school, and it showed, and they were revered in that sense. But anyway, one of the teachers was the principal at our middle school, and he would always say, "Finish strong, boys, finish strong." And I think it's a worthy goal.
Yeah. In the words of Mr.
Ronald Culbertson. Yes, Ronald Culbertson, not Gordon Culbertson. That was the other one.
Correct.
GC and RC. One was a math teacher. And one was a math teacher who stacked his intramural football team just to be, like, good.
Weird.
I know. Middle school teachers. To be one.
To be one. To be with one.
To be with. Do you ever see yourself teaching?
Potentially, but I think I don't know. I mean,
like, you like kids... To an extent, or how did your opinion of working with kids change based on your summer experience?
I don't love working with 5-year-olds.
Okay,
is what I learned.
Okay.
I think teaching something, like an actual subject, could be cool if it were kind of an older age, you know,
like high schoolers,
because then you can really like reach these kids, you know.
True. You'd be hip.
You could be like that cool teacher you'd come to during
high school parties,
And they just like go to, Exactly.
Okay. Won't find me in the teacher's lounge.
No?
Nah.
Censor hates kids.
No. I like kids. I'm just saying you won't find me in the teacher's lounge. I'm saying... You find me on the streets, on the ground, grassroots, in the hallways, giving out detentions.
Right.
Stay in school.
Good. All right.
Should we
play some more music?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
This one is one that we were listening to in the car ride back from...
The Pocono Mountains.
Also, I gotta give a shout out to Scranton, PA right now. If anyone's tuned in from Scranton based upon me meeting you there over break and you follow through and you've listening now, thank you. Scranton, the Electric City will always hold a place in my heart.
The Electric City.
Everyone wants to be the Electric City these days.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is one that I listen to a lot. Freshman year that Nick showed me on this show, freshman year, and fun to go full circle.
Wow. Yep.
From Thank you.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards. Other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Bam.
Stay safe out there, folks.
Please.